The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves sons and daughters more than me is not worthy of me. Why, the gospel is very challenging for us today. Yes. Who doesn't want to love the father and mother? Let us see the hands. Yeah, some of us can be hating, huh? Yes, father, your fathers and mothers, yes. Sons and daughters, how the parents will not love sons and daughters? But Jesus is saying, yeah, whoever loves more than me is not worthy of me. More than me is not worthy of me. So yes, it's very demanding. Jesus, the God is very demanding. The people of Israelites were wandering in the desert. Also at the time also he was very demanding. The God of Israel is very demanding. Yes. He says, only me. Yes, love me. So it seems like a selfish, huh? No. But yes, he is disciplining. He is conditioning and he is strong in his demands that yes, he chose those 12 apostles. And yes, they were not worthy. But yes, he said, if you love more than me, anybody else, then you will not achieve. You are not an apostle. But yes, all those unlearned people, those not educated properly, they receive the martyrdom. They live the life of disciples very strongly. So something was working hard in their lives. And yes, that is the power of the Holy Spirit. Working hard in their lives, one they said, yes, Lord, I will do your will. And they were taken in the mission. Very strong, strong missions. And that is the blood of the martyrs sustains the church. Bloods of the martyrs continues to bring the fruits on this earth. So yes, as you are this weekend willing to celebrate 4th of July, you will love all the fireworks and 4th of July, receive the freedom from somebody who paid the price. Yes, paid the price. Somebody who paid the price. And that is what he's trying to teach us on this Sunday. This weekend Sunday, yes, somebody has gained us. Through our own baptism, somebody has gained us through his blood on the cross. Yes, he has. He has. It is our baptism that we are being committed to be disciples of Christ, dying of our own selves and becoming a new person. So, becoming a new person and a new being, new disciples, disciples of Christ. And that is what he is meaning when he says, yes, I have purchased you with the blood of the Lamb. Yes, God has purchased us with the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, And that is what we have received, the baptism. And we are all disciples, don't you think? That's why you are here. Yes, we all of us are disciples of Christ. We are here to walk with him. How many of you love to walk with him? Yes, that is great. Thank you. Some of us may not like often to come over. Do you think? Yes, some of us may not be liking. There are so many people who must be sleeping. There are people who may not like to come to church, may not spend time with God. But yes, you are chosen ones, royal priesthood, holy nation, chosen and special. And again, this church of Montrose is amazing. Who was the priest last week? Yes, Dale Harvey. See how fortunate. He's a veteran priest from the diocese. He has spent many years. He was there as a pastor. So you can hear from him, his gospel message, his reflections. And again, you have so many priests in this church come from all over. And I am one of them, whether you like me or not. Yes. Yeah, I'm short, little, different. So I like to sing. If you want to be my disciples, take up your cross and follow me. If you want to be my disciples, take up your cross and follow me. In my language. Agar tohre mohor chela bane khuzala, aapan kurus uthawa, more pache pache aawa, tohre more pache pache aawa. If you want to be my disciples, take up your cross and follow me. And that is the message of today's gospel. Yes, that is what Jesus is inviting us to ponder. Jesus is inviting to take your life with love and enthusiasm and zeal, to live your life of faith. And that is God is inviting us. How easy, huh? To live the life of God? Yes. Yes, very easy. No, not very easy. But thank you for bearing your witness of your faith, giving your life for God, being an example of your faith life. In spite of trials and difficulties, you continue to come. And I really admire and appreciate there are many of you who are dedicated for the parish. There are many of you who are contributing your own ways, whatever is possible. Yes, that is the way that you are doing the glory of God, glorifying God through your lives. There are so many. Deacon himself is there, and yes, there are many of you are lectors, many ushers, Knights of Columbus, Eucharistic ministers, homebound ministers, rosary. There are so many of you are involved here in the church and appreciate and admire. And that is the way you contribute for the glory of God, for the purpose of God, taking up your little cross station every day to say, Lord, what I can give to you. What God has given to us, he gives us. He bought our salvation by shedding his blood on the cross. And that's why he's our Savior. He did not want for himself. He wanted to live for us. He wanted to give his life for the salvation of whole mankind. And yes, this is the booklet. It says, Christ, Lord and Savior. Christ, Lord and Savior. There are many booklets. This booklet, you can take it, read it. Talks about, how Jesus Christ is recognized, but he has to go through many trials, and people have to go through different eras, different times. Who is Jesus Christ? To know, it was very difficult for all the salvation history, whether he is really a Messiah, as a divine. So that is it, what tells. Jesus Christ is our Savior and King. That is what it tells. So take this book during this summer, read it. There are so many books. His Knights of Columbus are offering this beautiful book about Christ, the Lord and Savior. Yes, our Lord and Savior. There are so many people today doubting, don't you think? Are they doubting? Yes, they don't believe that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is not existing, is a fictional. That is our world is today. Yes, they don't think that he is a Savior, no. So recently I was scrolling my Facebook and suddenly I came through a place where it says there is a professor in college and students of the college. And there is an argument between professor is a pastor, I think, and the students, and they say, you guys are misleading us. You guys are controlling us. This church and Christ is no meaning for us. There is no Christ. He is not existing. You are man-made. And that is arguing. The college students are finding very difficult sometimes to believe what it is, what is right, what is wrong. And the pastor is very resilient in his answering. So he says, no, you are mistaken. You guys are, you do not know. I have gone to the city of Nazareth. I have gone to Jerusalem. I'm an archaeologist. I know that Christ existed. Christ was there, a historical person. It is not a fictional. So he's trying to defend them. But yes, that is the wisdom of the younger generations, younger people. It is not easy to believe. It is not easy. Today we live in the world of AI. You know what it is, AI? Yeah, artificial intelligence. Yes, that is the time is coming. Artificial intelligence, and yes, it will rule over the world. And yes, the robots and machines will rule over the life of the human beings. Yeah, that is what is coming. Be prepared, be aware. And yes, these young people, they know that. Thank you for all the young teenagers are here. Young people are here. Thank you for them. They are smart, for certainly. What is ChatGPT? Anybody? Yes, they know. Yes, he's laughing, he's smiling, so I know that. Yes, they know. What is ChatGPT? Yes. Genie? Yeah, that is the world they are in. Yes. Yes. They can write their exam with that. Write their thesis with that. Yes. It is, once they say, what is Jesus? It will Google and it will find out everything and they will be ready on thesis, full page. Yes, that is what they are in the world today. It's called ChatGPT. Very fast growing. Machines are taking the place of every question and answer today. That is the world we are living. So yes, it is very confusing. We can be delusioned. It is very strange that our sons and daughters sometimes find very difficult to persevere in their faith. They are not courageous. They cannot stand before them. And yes, Jesus, they doubt whether he is there or not. But it is your love. It is your witness. It is your life gives witness for them. That you are living for the values of Christ. You are living for greater than what you can achieve. And that's why he says, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves sons and daughters more than me is not worthy of me. But whoever gives his life for me, for the sake of me, and for the glory of God, that is the way, yes, he will be rewarded. It doesn't go in vain. It gives life. And that is the life he gives. That is the life he's talking about. So he's inviting us to live with enthusiasm and zeal. And again, burn for the zeal of Christ. Yes, that is what he's inviting us. So any prophets, any priest, or any nuns, or any religious righteous person is being honored, given shelter of hospitality and so on, he will be also rewarded. So if you give him cold water for him, you will be rewarded. Yes, so that is the blessings. So thank you for all the hospitality you do for the different priests they come to this place. Different people coming from all over to share the faith of Christ. And yes, you are fortunate that you can see the glimpse of whole world, glimpse of people. So you will be more, Yes, strong, more strong in your faith. So let us be thankful and grateful for our faith. Thankful and grateful that how we can persevere strongly, and without the grace of God, we cannot persevere. So we have to keep coming. Keep coming to God. Keep strengthening ourselves so that, yes, He will again reward us, strengthen us. So be brave enough in this time to give witness of your faith. Take up your daily crosses each and every day. And again, be brave, be courageous, and give the example. So it is you who are the hands and feet of God. It is you who are working in your own places, in your little places, your siblings, your people, that they should be convinced that you are the disciple of Christ. We are the disciples of Christ, so that we can fill these pews because of you all, because of you all. So again, be brave when trials and sufferings and pains are there on our faith, on our journey, each and every day that somebody challenges us of our faith. Be brave, because Jesus can work with all those uneducated apostles to make them martyrs. He can work with each and every one of you who are learned, who are educated. Yes, He can work with us, and He can do His evangelization through you and through me. Yes, so let us be grateful to God that He nourishes and nurtures us with the sacraments. Be brave enough to come. Be courageous to walk in obedience to God. May God bless you as you honor and glorify our God. Amen.